Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing, available 24/7 at ianmasters.com. And joining us now is Dr. Sheila Carapico, who's a professor of political science and international studies at the University of Richmond. She was a visiting professor and chair of the political science department at the American University in Cairo. She's the author of Civil Society in Yemen, The Political Economy of Activism in Modern Arabia, and her latest book is Arabia Incognita, Dispatches from Yemen and the Gulf. Welcome to Background Briefing, Dr. Sheila Carapico.
Nice to speak with you.
And Sheila, when you talk about dispatches from Yemen and the Gulf, it's worth pointing out that the Saudis have basically prevented any news coverage. I don't know whether you saw the recent piece on 60 Minutes, where they had to kind of surreptitiously get cameras in there to show the starvation that's going on, the widespread starvation as a consequence of the Saudi-led blockade. We're not really getting anything like a full picture of what's happening in Yemen, but we learned today that the former president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, was killed in a roadside attack after he had switched sides in the Yemen civil war, having abandoned the Iranian-backed Houthis for the Saudi-led coalition. So clearly this is a huge blow to the Saudi-led coalition, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, I think they imagined that they could attract Saleh back into their fold, because he was for many years, while he was in power, very close to them. And then they had a falling out, and he sort of turned against them when he joined with the Houthis. And I think they had imagined, there must have been negotiations for months on end with Saudi Arabia and also the United Arab Emirates, which are also actively engaged in the war in Yemen, to try to get him, you know, on their side. So he gave a speech on, I think, Friday night or Saturday, was aired on Saturday, basically saying that he didn't want anything more to do with the Houthis, but he was willing to enter peace negotiations with Saudi Arabia and turn a new page or something like that. So they may have seen that, the Saudis may have seen that as an exit strategy to get out of this war, which is, you know, completely hopeless. They're not going to win it militarily. And now I guess it's back to the drawing board on all sides.
Well, apparently he was in a armored vehicle that was struck by an RPG fired by the Houthis, and then they shot him dead. And there have been pictures of his body in the back of a pickup truck. It's sort of not quite as grim as the end of
Muammar
Gaddafi in Libya, but there's that sort of, it smacks a little of that. This place is completely chaotic, right, Yemen. And the only winners so far, from what I understand, from this boneheaded and ill-considered intervention by the boy king of Saudi Arabia, MBS, are al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. They're apparently gaining strength while our Saudi allies are going nowhere.
Al-Qaeda has done not quite as well in the past, 6 or 8 months, as they had been in the middle. The United Arab Emirates, unlike Saudi Arabia, so Al-Qaeda kind of prospered in the south, the southernmost part of the country, there for a while. And unlike Saudi Arabia, the Emiratis do have boots on the ground. They're not, frankly, all Emirati boots. So, you know, some of them are Sudanese or others who have been hired. But the Emiratis also seem to be pursuing some investment strategies, like there's the island of Socotra, where they seem to think they're going to turn it into a resort, and some other places. But the Saudis themselves are just squandering money and reputation. No blood, no Saudi blood, of course, but plenty of Yemeni blood. But the whole thing is a mess. There's such a shortage of strategic thinking on any side, that it's so frustrating, I think, for the Yemenis. The people who I'm in touch with, of course, are mainly intellectuals, but, you know, just trying day after day to see some logic to the Saudi-led campaign and finding none.
But meanwhile, the Saudi blockade apparently is very effective, and the citizens of Yemen are being starved to death, are they not?
Yes, indeed. And, you know, I mean, there's been a lot of attention just recently to the complete closure of everything, including ports controlled by the Emiratis. So, you know, guilt by association, even if you're not in the Houthi or Saleh Houthi-controlled areas, you'll still be starved. And this has been going on for more than 2 years now. So the aid shipments are the ones which were recently quarantined and prevented from entering the country. But every expert, you know, with the international humanitarian organization says, you know, aid flights are not going to do it. They need commercial shipments of food, fuel, medicines, and other essential items, and those have not come in except in a trickle for more than 2 years.
So they're starving the people, but they don't seem to be stopping food and ammunition and weapons getting to the Houthis, and they're supposedly coming from Iran, are they not?
You know, we hear that all the time. I've yet to see a single photograph of an Iranian weapon. I mean, Yemen was awash in weapons before this war broke out. Saleh had been receiving Yemen's weapons and stockpiling weapons for years. There's certainly no shortage of guns. So the extent of the Iranian transfer of weapons, I mean, that's the excuse for the embargo and the sanctions, is to prevent Iranian weapons. But, you know, people much closer to this kind of thing than I am, who really keep looking for these weapons, and we've heard rumors that this missile or that missile originated in Iran or had Iranian markings, whatever that means. But, you know, I'm in the camp that would like to see some photographic evidence of that. And I might add to that point that, you know, the ostensibly the Saudis are fighting the Houthis and the Houthis are backed by Iran. But if Iran is backing the Houthis, where are they now when the Houthis are really facing the possibility of annihilation? And you would expect that if there were anything that would prompt Iranian action or reaction of some kind, it would be the dire situation that there is right now for the Houthis. And yet we haven't heard or seen any moves from Iran. So once again, I think we need to be very skeptical about the Saudi narrative that what they're doing in Yemen is preventing Iranian influence in the absence of any real evidence of Iranian influence.
So what did Saleh mean on Saturday when he appeared on television blaming the Houthis and basically calling them, well, saying that it's the idiocy of the Houthis that has caused this war to go on? And he's compared his years in office as dancing on the heads of snakes.
Well, he has used that metaphor famously many times. There are several articles about him with that dancing on the heads of snakes metaphor. He just likes it. And I think once he used it once and discovered that it was catchy, he continues to use it. What he means, of course, is that he's surrounded by people that can't be trusted, that are vampires or snakes. And, you know, that he kind of is above the fray. Other people have also talked, though, about, you know, the thing that a lot of people have said about Saleh over the years is that he's kind of a master manipulator. He's not really Saddam Hussein or Hafez al-Assad, you know, absolute dictator. He's more Machiavellian and manipulative and handing out favors here. You know, oh, I heard your mother is sick. Perhaps I'll fly her to Germany for, you know, good medical attention, whatever. And then threats also. So he feels, I mean, he felt a couple of years ago, in 2014, that he had been sold out by the Saudis, and so he teamed up with the Houthis, and now he feels like the Houthis have led him into a quagmire, and so he decided to accept what we assume would have been a very significant financial package from Saudi Arabia.
Well, he's not going to be spending it. And just in closing, Sheila Karapiko, the Houthis fired a cruise missile at a nuclear power plant under construction in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. And previously in November, they fired apparently Iranian version of a Scud missile at the airport in Riyadh, which we're going to be talking about in the next segment, since the Saudis fired five Patriot missiles, which the U.S. sold, none of which worked. And, of course, Donald Trump immediately said what a great success the intercept was by the fabulous Patriot missiles that we've been selling all around the world that apparently don't work. So somebody's giving them pretty sophisticated equipment, aren't they?
Well, I mean, there were Scuds in Yemen in 1994. They were using them in a domestic civil war. So, you know, the fact that there was a scud somewhere in Yemen does not, and I'm glad you're going to have a military person, presumably more familiar with the weaponry than I am. But once again, I mean, we heard that that was an Iranian missile, but I don't understand why, if we're sure that there's an Iranian missile, and again, maybe your next expert will know, I would have thought that there would have been some, like, photographic evidence of that. It's not the case that there's nothing like a Scud inside of Yemen. And it's also not the case that no Yemenis are capable of modifying existing weapons to make them go a little bit further.
And the cruise missile that they fired at the nuclear power plant under construction, that doesn't necessarily have to be a pretty modern one, right? They've already, didn't they sink a Saudi or I think it was an Emirati ship off the coast there a while back with a cruise missile? So they seem to have weaponry, but it's not necessarily state-of-the-art or very modern. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, okay. That's exactly what I'm saying. Some of that stuff is pretty old.
But they know how to use it. Well,
they know how to use it.
Thank you for joining us, Dr. Sheila Carapico.
Thank you for your interest.
Thank you. And again, I've been speaking with Dr. Sheila Carapico, a professor of political science and international studies at the University of Richmond. She was a visiting professor and chair of the political science department at the American University of Cairo and is the author of Civil Society in Yemen, The Political Economy of Activism in Modern Arabia. And her latest book is Arabia Incognita, Dispatches from Yemen and the Gulf. We're going to take a brief station break and back looking into an analysis of the recent missile attack on Saudi Arabia that Donald Trump praised that our Patriot missiles knocked the missile out of the air when in fact 5 out of 5 Patriot missile launches failed.